Now, the rest of the story. You could have come down to the park to watch him play any Sunday, and you'd hardly have believed your eyes, because Tom was an outstanding baseball player. He was more than outstanding. Tom was a natural. The young semi-pro quickly became the talk of the wharfside neighborhoods in San Francisco. He could play any defensive position with astonishing skill. And at the plate, ho-ho, there he was something to see. Sizzling line drives, mostly the kind that sting the ball so precisely that the infielders don't have time to react. As I say, Tom was a natural. He was not terribly tall, but he was powerfully built, agile as lightning, fast on the baseline. You could not keep talent like that secret if you wanted to, and so predictably, on one of those warm Sunday afternoons, a scout came down to Funston Grounds, a scout for the San Francisco Seals. Well, it was a good game, particularly for Tom. Tom looked very much like a major leaguer trapped on a sandlot. He ran, and he caught, and he hit, and he scored, and he scored. So impressed was the scout that he could hardly wait for the final out to approach this gifted young man. At last they met with a mighty hand clasp. There would be no need to file a time-wasting report. Tom was what the Seals wanted. It came down to only one question. How would you like to play in the Pacific Coast League? Well, Tom grinned. He had anticipated this day. He knew it was coming because he knew he was good, but he had not imagined the thrill. Would he like to play? Would he ever? Then Tom asked a question of his own. He did not want to appear unappreciative of the offer. But how much would the job pay? And a starting salary was mentioned. It was not impressive and it was not negotiable. Club policy. But surely it would not be long before Tom would be earning a fine living, doing what he did best. Tom frowned. It was a small salary. But the scout said, take it or leave it. Tom said he would have to leave it. For this is the rest of the story. Tom was the eldest of nine children. He and his father worked on a fishing boat to support the family. Playing semi-pro on Sunday, Tom could help his dad during the week. It was Tom's duty as number one son. But unless he could earn enough playing baseball full-time to compensate his departure from the family business, he would have to say no. The Seals Ball Club was disappointed, but could make no exceptions. Just wait, said Tom. My brothers are going to be good ball players, too. And although that was true, it was generally agreed that Tom was the best of them all. He was a better fielder, a better runner. He was a better hitter. But Tom stayed home, continued as a fisherman to support the family, and bore that responsibility well. In fact, he remained a cherished advisor to all of the others of his brothers for the rest of his life. He was a natural. He was the best ball player in the family. He could have become one of the best big leaguers who ever was. But instead he, Tom DiMaggio, remained the provider and the big brother to Vince and Dom and Joe. And now you know the rest of the story.